Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WFIU. I'm Joe Wren. The first Wednesday of the month, it's November. We're in Columbus with Mayor Jim Lineup. Hello, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for having me over in Columbus today.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's a beautiful day in Columbus, a little chilly, but it's bright and sunny. So yeah, we'll take that.
So, I want to get right to something I heard a few weeks ago. A lot is progressing on the Riverfront project. It was kind of quiet. We haven't talked about it in a little bit, but there was a presentation with some being proposed to a certain commission.
Well, excuse me for interrupting, but
Yeah.
yeah, there's been a variety of governmental agencies whose permits were required to proceed on this project, and we finally got the last domino to fall. That was the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They have an office in Louisville that takes care of this part of the world, and so they finally gave us their permit, their approval to complete the project as designed. So the next step is to try to get that bid. And to do that, we have to get the funding approved by the Redevelopment Commission and the Columbus City Council. Both of them have to approve this because the amount will be in excess of $500,000. As you well know, this has been a long-running project. I mean, this has taken several years to get through all the regulatory hoops. And so while we're happy to do that, happy to be where we are, we know that a lot's changed. We've been through the pandemic, we've been through significant inflation with respect to building materials, concrete being no example and or no exception, and there's a lot of concrete in this design. So we have retained the services of a oh, I guess you call him an urban economist. His name is James Lima, to take a look at the project one more time and to give us a little bit of an update on the benefits, economic benefits that exist. We believed when we proposed the project originally that it had a sound business case, that it made sense for us to do this from an economic perspective, as well as a safety perspective, an amenity perspective, a recreational perspective. But we want to revisit the economic side of this to make sure that we're still looking at similar results. And so we will have a joint meeting of the Columbus Redevelopment Commission and the Columbus City Council that is now scheduled for November 14th. And we'll have Lima's results. We'll see what he shares with us. I anticipate that he will tell us that the project continues to make sense, but some of the numbers have changed, in particular the cost. And so we just want to be able to, have some kind of confidence before we strike out on this that yeah, it's a worthwhile investment. I think that's the answer we'll get. But right now all we do is supply Lima with information, and we'll just wait to see what he tells us.
Yeah, so it sounds like this is really still in the environmental stages, besides whether or not the city is something wants to pour this much money into.
The environmental questions have been addressed and answered,
Okay.
and in the affirmative. This will be an improvement to the river. Right now what we have is a failing Lowhead Dam. And among the things that we've talked about is fish passage. Right now we get no fish passage upriver. We get some downriver, obviously, but none, in the other direction. The new design will allow for that. We worry a little bit about erosion. Particularly on the far, or what I call the far, when you're sitting at City Hall, it's the far, but the south side or the west side of the river, there's an old landfill over there, and it's right now covered with, I want to say, 8 to 10 feet worth of clay, and we'd like for that clay to stay in place. And if you take a look closely as you drive across the Third Street Bridge, sort of drive across the bridge, get in the left-hand lane, look to your left, you'll see there's a scour, that's developed down there, and it threatens to uncover the old landfill. And so there's not only the monetary issues, which you allude to, but the environmental concerns are real, and they're ones that we've designed this project to address. So in addition to just taking out a dangerous Lowhead Dam that has some ecological problems associated with it, we think we're going to be able to put in something that will enhance the viability of the river and the safety, the environmental safety, that results from it.
I know we have some proposed plans that I received, but that was probably a year or so ago. Have those changed?
No. In fact, once we submit, a drawing or a design to these agencies, we really are not allowed to change it because that's what gets permitted, and so we pretty much have to build what they've told us is accepted.
I believe the governor, there are plans for another Ready Round grants coming up in the next year. Is that something that the city could look at down the road to help fund this too?
We could and we will. We've already received a commitment from Ready One. You know, that is more or less waiting to be applied to this. But you're right, Ready Two would help handle some of the inflation that we've experienced or anticipate experiencing.
How important are those Ready Fund grants that have come through from the state?
They're really, really critical. I mean, you get a lot of things happening that wouldn't happen otherwise, number one. You get number two, I think some things that might have happened, but it would have been a while. You know, when we took when we made our initial plans at Nexus Park, for example, we anticipated a 5 to 7 year build out, you know, that it would take us a while. So we realized we had to phase in the project. And part of what the Ready Funds, as well as some of the fundraising we've done, what those have allowed us to do is to accelerate those phases. And so I think we'll be much closer to the eventual completion when we begin to do our ribbon cuttings here, you know, in the next 6 months or so.
Just want to get a update, because then we're hearing a little bit more on the PFAS, which is those contaminants that were found in 30 drinking water utilities, including Columbus. You mentioned a few months ago, I think we talked about this in September, right, that one drinking water well was shut down. But there was another process that you wanted to pursue, and that was reimbursement from litigation,
right,
from these companies. And yeah, that's what I just read recently in an article, I think in The Republic, about
right,
the utilities. So I thought it'd be a good, but it's been a couple months. Any updates on that process?
Well, we're still pursuing the process that we'd outlined. I mean, there are basically four steps to it. One was to shut down the well with the highest reading in anticipation that the remaining wells would have an average that was below the detection limits, or below the acceptable limits. And we're still awaiting results from the sampling. There's only a couple labs in the country that can sample or can test samples to this level. I mean, when you're talking a trillionth, somebody told me that was a second out of 100 centuries. I mean, it's a really small number. But anyway, we've shut down a well in anticipation that what's left will be okay. We anticipate in the short run to dig some more wells. You know, it'll take a few months to get those online. Before you dig a well, you dig a test well, or you drill a test well. And the test wells that we've done have come back non-detect. So we think we're headed in the right direction there. The third strategy will be to introduce some charcoal filtering. And I'm told that the activated charcoal will take the PFAS out of the water. And then the fourth strategy will be to pursue reimbursement for the money we got to spend on the charcoal filters. And you go to Monsanto, Dow, and some of the large, DuPont, some of the large chemical companies. And so, yes, we've joined some litigation that will hopefully result in some funding. I anticipate that funding model will be similar to what we've seen with respect to smoking and the opioids, where you don't get a hunk of cash right now, but you get some money over time. And like I say, that will help us help reimburse us for the additional costs that we've got related to those new wells and the activated charcoal filters.
Has the I know you said the new well has already that began. Has the charcoal filter processing?
No, that's a 1 to 2 year, you know, project.
And just a reminder to people listening to this, is the water is safe. It's okay to drink.
Correct. Yeah, we use city well water or city water at my home. It does come from wells. That's really somehow or another these chemicals have gotten into the groundwater down there. But we're doing everything we can to identify those sources that are a problem, close them off, open up new ones that are not a problem. And the amounts that we're going to find, I'm confident, will be below an amount that will be causing harm to anybody.
So it looks like the field house is being enclosed just in
it
time
is.
For this cold weather and that white stuff that might be coming too down the road.
I hear.
So how's progress on Nexus Park?
It's on schedule. We are going to... There's two or three things going on all at the same time out there. Columbus Regional Health is completing its portion of the building. It's already opened one practice out there, the OBGYN practice. They will have practices, clinics, parts of their operations, if you will, that will open from between now and I want to say through April of next year. So there'll be something new happening out there every couple of weeks. We are completing the field house. We anticipate hosting events, opening that up to the public in April, second quarter of 2024. At the same time, we're working on the park space. As you know, what had been the JCPenney space will become the offices for our Parks Department, and then they'll have some community rooms in there, fitness room, and some other activities that would be more public in nature that would be similar to what you might expect at a park. So that's like three things going on right there, and then we've also just recently let the contract for the exterior landscaping. And landscaping probably doesn't do it justice. I mean, we're talking about repaving the parking lots, putting in new drywells for the stormwater runoff. We're going to have a little park, out in front of what had been the JCPenney space, just to provide a little place for people to go when they're in between events, in the building. Try to improve the signage and then the navigation around. There's a ring road that will go around the exterior of the space. We want to complete that and then want to tie it into the people trail systems that we already have.
Looking forward to seeing it.
I bet you are too. I am, and it's going to take a little longer than I will. I mean, my time here ends December 31st, but so this will probably be finished sometime into summer of next year, but that's okay. I mean, we want to try to get as much of this done as we can. As I mentioned earlier, the Ready Funds and some of the other fundraising we've done have allowed us to accelerate the various phases that we'd originally identified for Nexus Park. And we think that's going to be good, so that when people do come to visit, they see the project completed. And, you don't have to walk around orange barrels or yellow tape listen to these big pieces of equipment backing up. So we feel good about that, and it's kind of neat to get this close. Yeah, the anticipation builds.
I just wanted to ask you really quick. I know the city approved annexation. Was it 674 acres? It's voluntary mm-hmm. annexation for this hospital-owned land. It's a long-term build-out that they want to do. But this is just the land for now, so the city doesn't have any big investments for annexing that land. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. This is 674 acres of unimproved ground. It's farm ground right now, but those people who have been following, will remember that this is some property that Columbus Regional Health bought. I don't remember now whether it's been 3 years or so ago. They're going to reserve a few hundred acres for their own use. Then they've retained a land use planner to sort of help them identify, what might be done with the rest of the ground. We anticipate, making a ready submission to try to speed up the development of that ground. The hospital is busy up at Nexus Park right now. They've also got some property at I-65 and State Road 46. This property, they're interested in trying to see it developed, but perhaps the ready funds can accelerate that a little bit. And in general, what we're taking a look at for ready is what you might call a north, south, and east, west boulevard that would provide access into the site, as well as sewer and water, wastewater, electric, broadband, all the various utilities that you would need to open up that property for development and make it attractive to housing developers. The plan that CRH has brought forward shows about 965 residences, so housing units, so not quite 1,000. And anybody who's followed the price of housing knows that we sorely need the additional supply. And so that's another reason to try to pursue ready funding so that we can accelerate the construction of those units.
All right, one more thing before we go. I see City Council is looking at zoning ordinance to prohibit solar farms. But I was trying to understand, because it's not so much within the city limits. There's a jurisdiction area, too. So maybe you can explain that a little bit
for
us.
I will try. what we're talking about is ground that is outside city limits. And when you get outside city limits, you really talk about two sections of ground. There is what we call a two-mile jurisdiction that starts at the city limit and goes out into the county, into the the non-incorporated portion, and it goes out for 2 miles. And then you've got what's beyond that, sort of say beyond the 2 miles. The beyond 2 miles part, that came before the county some time ago, and the solar farms were approved with some stipulations. Now the solar, the developer, the people who want to build these things have come before the City Plan Commission, and although this development is not inside city limits. City Plan Commission has control because it's within this 2 mile territorial jurisdiction. And it came first before, I want to say, the Columbus Plan Commission, and it was approved. The solar farms were approved with some stipulations. That then had to be approved by the Columbus City Council, and they, in their last meeting, denied approval, and denied it pretty emphatically, 7-0. So, or 0-7, depending upon, you know, which side of that you're on. That will come before the City Council one more time. The state rules require that we do that, and so in our next meeting, I anticipate that being on the agenda. And I anticipate the result to be the same, you never know till you know. So I would encourage people either side of the question to show up and make their feelings known and let the City Council understand, you know, how it might affect their lives and, you know, what you think they ought to do. But yeah, that'll come back one more time.
All right, well, I know we're out of time here, but I always like to leave the last few seconds to you. Any big announcements?
One word, yes. Vote. You know, you got to get out and vote. I mean, we are in a municipal election season. As I've mentioned or alluded to a moment ago, I'm not on the ballot. I'm going to retire at the end of this year. But we will elect 9 city council members, a clerk, and a mayor. And in the city council, I think we've got 5 incumbents running. So, you know, we will have at least four new faces, you know, on our city council. And depending upon how the incumbents do, you might have one or two more, or you might have a few more, I should say. We will also elect a clerk and then a new mayor. So I would encourage people to get out and vote. We're making it as easy as possible out there at Nexus Park. The early voting started a couple weeks ago. We'll extend right up until just before November 7th. And then on November 7th, Election Day, we'll be open again at Nexus Park, as well as all the traditional voting locations inside the city. So vote.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you one more show.
I'm looking forward to it.
In December.
Yeah, we'll have a sayonara party.
All right.
All righty.
Thank you.
Take care.